The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Lord.
Jesus went to the district of Tyre. He entered a house and wanted no one to know about it, but he could not escape notice. Soon a woman whose daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him. She came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to drive the demon out of her. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied and said to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's scraps." Then he said to her, "For saying this, you may go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." When the woman went home, she found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. The Gospel of the Lord. So every diocese in the United States has an exorcist. It was the one designated by the bishop with the authority to perform the formal exorcism rite. And when someone comes to an exorcist, what the exorcist has to ascertain is, how did the demon get into this person? Because demons simply can't possess you at any given time, but rather what happens is that the exorcist has to figure out, how did this person who's possessed get authority to enter in? So you have to figure out, how did the devil get a foothold? Because what happens is that we allow it in. We allow it. We give permission. They can only enter into our lives by giving permission to them. And so whenever exorcist has to do that, they have to ascertain, how did they get there? So in your mind, when you think of a devil worshiper, what image immediately comes to your imagination? You probably think of some street person in rags and torn jeans, dark makeup, eyeliner, piercings all over their faces. Actually, no. Recently, the Justice Department just released millions and millions of the Epstein files. That's been on the news, on every newspaper and website. And what it has shown is, the Epstein files has revealed, and it's not surprising to anybody who's familiar with the spiritual realm, is that some of the most powerful and most influential people in the world, politicians, CEOs, are involved in the occult. The occult. These strange dark practices that you think, why would they be doing that? They're millionaires and billionaires, they're politicians, why do they do these things? Well, the answer is actually pretty easy. As we see here, when we ask, well, how did this woman in the gospel get possessed by a demon? Why did Solomon turn from God and start worshiping Milcom, Astarte, Chemosh, Molech? Well, it's easy. It's because I want something, whether it's power, more money, or a certain event to unfold. I want my will to be done in a certain situation. And so what do? I will turn to the occult, to demons, to false gods, and I will do their practice in order to maneuver and to force my will upon a situation to achieve, again, whatever it is, fame, gold, a relationship, something that I want. And I will turn to the occult, to tarot card readers, to psychics. I will go to somebody that I heard has some kind of mystical power. And essentially what they do is they go to demons. It's the same thing. Why did Adam and Eve fall? Well, Well, because they wanted something. They turned to him. You see, the hard part about being a Christian, why it'll always be hard, is because we submit our will to the Father. And we say, unless I die to myself, I will not achieve eternal life. See, we forgo the goods of the world. We say, Jesus, I trust you. I trust you and the Father. Here are my prayers and my petitions. Let it be done according to your word, not my own. Do you see the difference there? As Christians, we are called to be humble and to let go and to surrender.